It was a really, really visual dream. It was very vivid. And even the auditory aspect was really vivid, even though it was completely silent. But that silence was what was so vivid.
Untouched by everyone, untouched by the world, but it was so beautiful. It was really subtle.
Standing on a small hill in a grassy and wooded area, looking down on a lake and a city by the lake. Small houses, porches, docks, stone paths, and the like, all along the shore of this lake. I'm walking back to this picturesque city alone, and I see the most beautiful sunset. Close to the horizon and over the lake. Everything around it is touched by these vibrant reds and pinks and oranges. I want to take a picture of this gorgeous scene, so I start running back towards my house. As I'm running, the sun continues to set, and at some point I realize I won't be able to get to the camera in time to capture the scene. I keep running though, and everything in the city is still and peaceful. I am still completely alone.
There's this huge wall of
I wake up knowing I can't capture the scene on film. I've had this dream twice now. I can't describe how beautiful and peaceful it is, and the sadness of being the only one to see it, and not being able to have it for that one moment.
I'm trying to kill it because it's so disgusting.
I just stopped and realized that I wasn't going to be able to capture it, and then I woke up.
It's like you've been hitting it with a magazine or something while it's inside the bathtub.
It was such a sad feeling, waking up from that dream. I mean, it was this mixed kind of like, wow, that is incredibly beautiful, and I feel really lucky to have had such a vivid dream, and I was so sad, like that emotion carried over from the dream to when I woke up.
It's not working, so I turn on the faucet to try and drown it.
I wanted to hold that moment, and I wanted to be able to show someone. And it felt like I would be wasting something so beautiful if I didn't try to hold on to it.
It's almost porcelain-like. I was holding that because we were going to bury it.